Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
From the inside, though, and our faith is in our trust in God. See, for a long time, and we probably have, over the last couple of decades, you've been influenced by this as well, but people have just used their faith to get stuff. Use their faith. I use my faith, by faith. Well, that's okay in a small measure, but we actually, our faith is to be focused on our trust in God. Yeah, everything may look real bad, but my faith is in my trust in God. When you have that, then you are governed by spiritual law, and you know, like Jesus was all the time. I mean, weather had to obey him. The beasts of the field had to obey him. Trees, inanimate objects had to obey him because he was yielded to that grace. So everything had to work in his behalf. Well, we are heirs with him. We are seated with him in the spirit realm. So God's purpose and plan for us is for everything in our environment, everything strewn along our path of life, is to work with us too. Amen. Not work against us. Not we always trying to get ourselves out of a jam. No, the path of wisdom is a pleasant path. And things are to be working with you and for you, if you are a man under grace. You come across things that you don't have to pursue. They overtake you. You walk up on things that God has placed there for you without struggle. That's what seeking first the kingdom of God is all about. Seek ye first. We know that verse. The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. They'll be added. All right. When we go to try to get and do a lot of these things ourselves is when we come out from under God's ability. And see, the danger is this, because you can do some stuff. A lot of us can really get it done. And it's okay in a measure, but it's not okay when you're trying to get done what only God can do. All right? So he emptied himself. He humbled himself. And see, that's the walk that we are called to. That is so instrumental and key to abiding in him. Humility. That word is derived from the word humus, which means dirt. And it's not that we look down on ourselves, but we just realize that we are dirt. What do you have that wasn't given to you? You, this day was given to you. Hello? Let alone everything that came your way today. It's a gift, a present. What do we have? What can we do that God didn't enable us to do? Humus, humility. I don't mean the pious, you know, people that look just, they look so sad, they look scary all the time. No, I don't mean that. You know, you can be humble and smile. You can be humble and laugh. You can be humble and have a good time. It's a heart condition. Go with me to John chapter 14. And while you're finding that, John chapter 14, verse 12. If Jesus did everything that he did as God, then we ain't got no hope. We just hang in there till we die, or hang in there till Jesus come, or hope that the Lord make the devil leave us alone.
Make the devil leave me alone.
I will say it again. If Jesus did what he did, again, he's our example. Do you understand? That the word says, these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs are attached to your life. These signs are to follow you. You have to be following signs and looking for signs. These will follow you if you're a person under grace and you believe. Okay? So if he did all of this as God, look at somebody and tell him, we ain't got no hope. But seeing that he did it as a man, full of grace, look at somebody and tell them, then I can destroy the works of the devil too. Come on, tell them, I can conquer sin too. Come on, tell them, I can fulfill my calling in this life too. Jesus did it as a man under grace. One amazing thing that I look at is that he did this as a man under grace, but he was without sin. He didn't sin. As a man, full of the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost you have. I'm going to show you something else that's really paint the picture and blow your mind to the reality of this, how the man walked through life without sin. Just full of the Holy Ghost, like you and me. There was no magic wand, no tricks up his sleeve. You'll see this as we go on. But in John chapter 14, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. I think sometimes the word is so simple and so clear and so plain that we miss it. You know, we're looking for something else. Jesus just said it right there. He that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works shall he do. Look at somebody and tell him, he's talking about you. What type of Christianity have we been settling for? Go with me to John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and get me verse 28. I'll just use the screen. Now, one thing about the Lord, Jesus constantly gave the Father glory for his ability or for his grace. Remember, grace, ability, for the ability. Look in John chapter 8, verse 28. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Come on. Don't be cloudy when you read this now. See, Jesus just said, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself. He was a man. He said, I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, listen, he was taught. He was taught as he moved through life. The Father taught him. He said, as my Father had taught me, I speak these things. He didn't come out the womb prophesying. And, you know, speaking these things and quoting verses of scripture and stuff like that. He learned them. Help us, Holy Ghost. As a man, he learned them. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, he learned them. You know, the Holy Spirit, when he has come, he will teach you of all things. See, we've had him on lock because our soul hadn't prospered. And so a lot of stuff God has been wanting to get to, we've been deflecting it. Because the soul is immature, the emotions are immature. You have a persecution mentality. You think if God give you too much, folk won't starve. Get rid of that mentality. They couldn't, no matter what Jesus did, they couldn't touch him till his time came. He said, it's not my time yet. He walked out of the crowd, of the hostile crowd that wanted to stone him. He walked right out of the midst of them. They couldn't touch him. But in the hour of power of darkness, he gave himself. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. So stop getting scared when God starts to blessing you. You get nervous. No, your emotions have to mature. So you can wrap yourself around what God is doing. Because you know what? Guess what? God's getting ready to do some awesome things in the lives of his children. He's setting apart a generation of people. I tell you, he's getting ready to show out. But it'll be those that understand how to be under his grace. See how Jesus constantly, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father had taught me, I speak these things. Look at John chapter 5. Now, you have to understand, Jesus wasn't born with this ability. Some of y'all looking at me funny. We're talking about Jesus, the man under grace. Huh? He wasn't born with it. I'm going to say it again. He wasn't born with it. I'm going to show you too. I want you to say this with me. Jesus wasn't born with the ability. He grew in it. That word ability, that word is the word grace. He wasn't born with that grace. He grew into it. Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son of Man, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also do the Son likewise. He wasn't doing anything of himself. He was doing what his Father was doing. His Father said, go and raise Lazarus from the dead. See, the way we read it, you know, he dialogues with his disciples and that, but he's listening to the Holy Spirit. Don't go immediately. Wait 2 days. He's listening to the Holy Spirit, talking to him, guiding him, because that's his Father speaking to him. He's doing nothing of himself. Of himself in his humanity, Lazarus was his closest friend. He'd have probably left everything and went right to where Lazarus was in his humanity, but he did nothing of himself. How much do we do of ourselves when it comes to those close to us or those that can pull our emotional strings? Jesus let his best friend die. And almost the time he got into the town, Mary and Martha was after him anyway. See, as you'd have been here, could you see out there what... If you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. And she said, well, I know he's gonna be in the resurrection. But he allowed it. Why? Because of his Father's. He's being led. Yeah, do we have this? You can read, there's more scripture there where he says, I do nothing of myself.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of Mega Grace, A Man Under Grace. There are no limitations to a man or a woman under grace. Allow your soul to mature enough that you don't get in a hurry because what is going on around you. Luke 2 and 40 states, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Focus your faith on your trust in God. Truly wait on Him, even if it means the wait is longer.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.